Some Columbus activists have been trying for at least 2 years now to overhaul the structure of city council. A proposal they wanted to put on the May ballot would have made a whole host of changes, including moving from an at-large council to a mostly district-based system, as well as limiting campaign contributions. The current council this week said their ballot measure will not appear before voters in May. Joining us now is one of those activists, Jonathan Beard. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
So the city attorney, Zach Klein, he told council that there was, quote, no practical reason to combine these topics into a single petition, and he said that they violate the single subject rule. Does he have a point? Should you have put these as separate proposals?
Not at all. This is just your city government trying to dictate to people what we can put on the ballot. We've got the right to go on the ballot with things of our choice, choosing, not things that they want us to put
on. But there is a single subject rule.
There is a single subject rule.
So how does this not violate that?
It's governed by the Ohio Supreme Court decisions on single subject rule. The Ohio Supreme Court has consistently ruled that single subject does not mean you can't do comprehensive legislation. It's barred at disjointed proposals, not unity in proposals, and not plurality in proposals. Indeed, the city attorney quotes the same law that we quote in saying that, and then he takes this restrictive position that, but you can't do more than one.
You're contending it's a single subject because it's about
because
city council, even though it is about campaign contributions
exactly right.
And districts and such. You said earlier this year that you would sue. If this was not put on the May ballot, do you still intend to do that?
Yeah, we've got a constitutional right to put the initiative on the ballot, and we will sue to enforce our right.
When should we expect that lawsuit?
Sometime shortly. If we get it in within the next week or so, it will be an expedited election action and should be acted on by the Ohio Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court within a few weeks.
Aside from that lawsuit potentially putting the measure on the ballot, is there no other way it gets on the May ballot?
The way most things gets on the ballot is that council puts things on the ballot. So council, with a vote of 5 members, can put anything at once on the ballot for us to vote on. This is a city charter. It's a people's document, so we have to vote on it to change it.
But is there any way it gets on the May ballot without council's approval?
No, just a lawsuit and the court order to put it on the ballot.
If you lose your lawsuit and you do not make the May ballot, what's next for your effort? If you're not on the May ballot, what do you do next?
Hopefully vote a bunch of undemocratic city council members out of office. The fact that people would so narrowly construe a constitutional provision to prevent citizens from exercising our right to put something on the ballot means these people do not deserve elected office. So you've got Jiza Page running for judge. You've got Mike Stenziano running for city of her county auditor. Those are folks that do not deserve to be elected with this type of position against people.
Given the number of petition signatures you gathered, it seems like there is some political appetite among people to make these changes. Why not make them in baby steps so you do satisfy the single subject rule? Why not put the ward-based system on one ballot and then put campaign finance contributions, say, on the next?
Time and money. It took us 7 months to get 42,000 signatures to get this on the ballot. To expect people to do that for each and every petition is exactly why the Supreme Court says single subject does not bar comprehensive legislation.
If you do run into a wall here and this single subject rule does prevent you, would individual ballot measures be a possibility? I mean, is there one on here you could identify that you want more than the others?
Anything's a possibility. I think everybody is just fed up with this midterm vacancy appointment process by which council has appointed 33 of the last 37 council members. That's just undemocratic. They put them in office, they run as incumbents, the business community money coalesces around them, and they make them untouchable. We've got a city council right now that's appointed, not elected, and that has become untouchable to the people.
They get appointed first, then they have the benefit of incumbency in later elections.
And all the campaign dollars that flow to incumbents. So they've developed a system that has created a self-sustaining ruling class in Columbus, and that should be unconscionable.
In 2016, your ballot measure was overwhelmingly defeated.
That's right.
Does that say anything about this?
It says the extent of the lies that they were willing to tell to defeat a measure. It tells how scared they are of actual
democracy. You think your measure was misrepresented by opponents?
Oh, it absolutely was. I mean, there's no, even the Dispatch editorialized on how how robust the campaign of lies was.
Jonathan Beard is one of the activists behind the latest proposal to overhaul the structure of Columbus City Council. The sitting council this week said that the proposal violates the single subject provision of the city charter and cannot appear on the May ballot. Mr. Beard, thanks again.
Thank you very much, Steve.